Most people wouldn't take a chance on a writhing mass of tentacles like this. There's too much of a liability and all that. So I thank you for not passing judgment on me. I know it's easier said than done. Though, with how long you've been in this program, you're probably used to the strange. What's the most out there roommate you've had so far, if you don't mind me asking? Really? I mean, I guess that makes sense. Goblins aren't known for holding back, exactly. I think an eldritch creature might take the cake, though. Just saying, I'm a little bit rare. And at least your rent goes down for the month that I'm here, right? It's a win-win for you. You get to split the bills, you get some company, and I get to learn more about humans. It's been literal eons since I was last at this level with a human. You know, talking to one face-to-face, actually conversing. I usually prefer the method of communicating in dreams. I know. It's a little hacky, but more control. I suppose I can settle for something like this, though. My only complaint is that I don't already know what you're going to say. When do you have to go back to work? That's not too bad. Getting a few days off to help your roommate settle in. Your boss is kind of nice for that. Does she always let you take a few days to adjust while your new roommate moves in? That makes sense. But still, tell her I said thank you. I know this program is all part of a cultural exchange. Where I'm from, humans are the rare ones. Almost everyone is some form of eldritch or fiends. Everyone would be looking at you, and you would be the one sticking out like a sore thumb, treasure. Oh gosh, sorry. I didn't mean for the pet name to slip out. It just sort of happened. Guess I'm warming up to you faster than I thought I would. That's a good thing for you. But normally it takes me a few conversations. Is happening almost instantly for you. I feel like I can be myself around you. Like I don't have to water it down to make it more palpable or something. You've seen enough abominations to know that I'm not dangerous. You've talked with enough monsters to know that we mean no actual harm. It's a different type of comfort. Better be careful or else I'm going to want to stay here. Have you ever had a roommate stay longer than their lease intended? I promise I will stay out of your hair and keep to myself. I usually try to anyway. It's not like you really want to feel my slimy tentacles all the time. I'll do my best and not let them wander, though. I will warn you. Sometimes they have a mind of their own. As you can tell with the one currently winding around your leg. Yeah, I'm a little sorry about that. Would you like me to remove it? Based on your reaction alone, seems like you know how to deal with a girl like me. I can't lie and say that I don't find that sexy. I mean, to have a human who just so readily accepts me, who doesn't even question why my body responds a certain way. I can't help but feel drawn to you. I want to get to know you better. Like, what's your favorite color? Mine is pink. I always liked how soft it felt. It's just such a warm and inviting color. what you're already thinking. An eldritch abomination with a pink room. Well, that just doesn't make any sense. That's not scary. But let me tell you something. We aren't all scary. I know I joined the program because I wanted to see how humans were living nowadays. The last time I was around, you guys were still in caves, discovering fire and painting on walls. I'm a little upset that you guys still don't do that. Everything is so black and white, clean and simple. It has no personality anymore. I miss when the world was colorful. Though, if this is the aesthetic humans are going for right now, I guess I can't say too much. In Eldritch worlds, maximalism is always the way. The more stuff you have, the longer you've been around. And the longer you've been around, the more powerful you are. It's the whole thing. You don't really need to worry yourself with it. It'll bore you if I'm being honest. So instead, tell me, what do you do for a living? Oh, wow. Is that a normal job or are you special? Well, it sounds very fancy. I've never heard of that position before. Then again, it's not like eldritch abominations or fiends really have use for jobs. We make our living in other ways. For example, I know I feed off of sexual energy. Do you know what that means? It means that in order to sustain myself, I need to fuck humans. Every moan that escapes the human's lips, every toe curling, finger clenching, breath gasping sound fills me up. It gives me more sustenance. Was getting lower. Don't give me that look. I'm fine, really. I was planning on getting my bearings before going out and starting to feed again. The thought hadn't even crossed my mind to use you for that. No, I don't want to complicate things. We can just stay as roommates until the end of the month. That's the responsible thing to do, right? pleasure is mine. I want to make you get off. I want to see just how loud you can get for me. I can see the smile that brings to your face as you let my tentacles have their way, continuing to suckle against your chest, turning your nipples into sensitive. It's all right. Oh, there you are. Moaning as my tentacles start to slide in and out. Oh, you feel the suckers move against your inner walls, starting to attach, trying to suck. It already feels so good as you feel the pressure around your nipples increase. Oh, shh. It's going to be okay, treasure. Just breathe through it. I know. Oh, it's a lot, but you can take it. I can tell from how you clench around me this ain't your first rodeo. The tentacle inside you grows bigger as I continue to take whatever is offered to me. some sort of bulge can practically feel me in your stomach as I thrust in and out. Oh, not holding back, watching as your old devours whatever I give it. Oh, your fucking perfect treasure. Clenching your eyes, trying to block out the rest of the world. It's getting to so happy to take whatever you have. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel so good. You're so close. You can't help yourself. It's getting to be too much. You just want to come, don't you? Just listen to that voice of yours. You sound absolutely wrecked. I guess I can let you come. If only to fill me up all the way. Oh, come on. Come on, you can do it. Fill me up, treasure. Show me why you're the best. Why you're the only one I need right now. Oh, you can do it. My God, come. Oh, come. Come for me.
Be sure.